Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business. First item of other business is the Arbors of Cottagedale. Conditional use number 1845, site plan on Road 275, that's Plantation Road.
This is a preliminary site plan for 168 apartment units located on 18.3 acres. The site is zoned MR, medium density. This conditional use was approved on February 23rd of 2010. That was approved with 18 conditions. Those conditions of approval are noted on the site plan. The applicants are requesting that condition number 8, which states the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Sidewalks shall be installed along both sides of all streets. They're requesting that to be revised to state that the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Sidewalks shall be installed along both sides of the entrance road, and sidewalks shall be installed along one side of the interior parking areas. That condition originated at the commission level, so the commission could modify it if you choose to do so. They're proposing 5 buildings with 30 units each, and there's one building with 18 units. Setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning code. There's a 40-foot separation between the buildings. The site plan indicates that the site zoned MR and AR1. That would have to be, the final site plan would have to be corrected. It's all MR. They are also proposing 4 6-car garage buildings and 2 8-car garage buildings. The amenities include a pool house, pool area, equipment shed, and tot lots. 286 parking spaces are required. They're proposing 295. County would provide central sewer to the site. Tide water utilities will provide central water. The site's not located in a flood zone. The final site plan would need to contain the required wetland statement. The final site plan also needs to include a landscaping plan and an architectural rendition. That was one of the conditions of approval. The site plan is suitable for preliminary approval, and we provided you a copy of this site plan.
Gentlemen, having reviewed the site plan as submitted, the only point of clarification I would perhaps say we might want to consider is including in the verbiage that the sidewalks would be adjacent to the buildings. I mean, because, you know, we could say that that's on one side, and they could decide to put it on the other side of the road, because it's, whereas as shown on the site plan, all the sidewalks appear to be adjacent to the buildings. So I don't see that we're imposing anything new. We're just clarifying, perhaps.
That certainly can be part of your motion.
And then, if I can, I'm not good at reading these things, but as I recall, this has been some time ago in my middle ages. Not that good at memory, but
that was a 4-1 vote.
No, he's good there. I remember this one.
I remember that vote.
Yeah, but we had quite a bit of discussion about either moving some of the amenities in the more centrally located or leaving them where they were, as long as they had some either speed bumps or whatever to protect pedestrians going to this bus stop or kids and stuff using those amenities because of the driving through to the rest of the development. And I don't notice that there, and it's probably here, but are there speed bumps or signage or what are they doing to control traffic in this area here where all the amenities are? Is it, in my memory, correct or is it incorrect?
Yeah.
I remember there was quite a bit of discussion about it. We kind of decided to leave it open, but and then visit it when we did this site plan. I wouldn't imagine speed is that big of an issue because of the tight turns, but I just remember we had quite a bit of discussion, and I wouldn't want it to go without some thought.
It does look like a drag strip, that entrance.
The bus stop is there, which is cool, the dark bus stop, which is nice, and it's, I mean, I have no quibble with the way they've designed it. I'm just a little concerned that this was our affordable rental housing project, right?
Right.
And so, you know, we're gonna have, I would think, a more youthful group there, maybe some young kids or whatever. I don't know the,
You think some calming measures might be?
I don't know. I'm not a traffic guy. I just remember the conversation and the discussion, and I don't see anything, and I'm not saying it's necessary because I don't know that. I'm not an expert in that, but refer to the chair
I'm not an expert, and I'm not a traffic engineer, but if you're just applying common sense, if you've got a long, straight stretch of road, the temptation is going to be to accelerate, so
I'm noticing on the cover sheet, condition number 15 says the recreation area shall either be relocated to the center of the project, or there shall be speed bumps or some similar traffic calming devices and signs located in the vicinity.
Well, there you go.
See, if I'd have read, I wouldn't have to depend on my
notes. Small print.
All right. I'm glad you raised the issue, and I'm glad we were members. I'm glad we already thought of it.
This is a preliminary, right?
Right.
Do you have a school bus stop in here somewhere?
We could just.
I believe so. Putting their bus stop at the end.
It's in that recreational area.
Well, it's in that first half circle there. School bus and dark.
No, I don't think so. It's just a good day.
Okay, I see.
They can turn around in there.
I guess I would just suggest that, you know, I mean, it's a preliminary site plan. We just noted in our motion that when it comes to final, that they have it
designated.
Designated,
yeah.
On the final site plan.
The traffic calming devices need to be shown on the plan, not just noted in the condition.
Other thing on Mr. Johnson's suggestion about the sidewalks, that rather than state close to the buildings, you could do it per. In compliance with the preliminary site plan, but it shows them that way on the way you're talking on this drawing.
Yeah.
That way, when the final comes back, it would be the same. But as shown on the preliminary site plan.
Well, it can be approved as a preliminary and then come back to us too, so we can see the speed bumps or whatever type of calming device they select.
Yeah, because they're going to come back with a landscape plan and all that.
Correct.
As part of the plan.
Yeah, this is just a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Arbors of Cottagedale conditional use number 1845 preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval with the stipulation that the condition number 8 be changed to as stated on the preliminary site plan that was submitted to us, with a notation that the sidewalks would be adjacent to the buildings. And I further request that on the final site plan that has to be submitted to the commission for approval would include the locations and types of speed bumps or traffic calming devices that would be utilized to provide for safe pedestrian travel.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Arbors of Cottagedale as a preliminary with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.